And we'll take our Bibles tonight and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. We're going to read the first 10 verses. Looking at another portrait this evening. 1 Samuel chapter 3, and verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lay down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. He arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, it's such a privilege to open the Word of God. Lord, every single time we are allowed to do it, Lord, help us to approach with an attitude of wanting to hear what you have to say to us this evening. And we ask that you would bless our time now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. How many of you remember your home phone number that you had when you were growing up? Yeah, I can still, I can say it, right? I don't think any, 860-887-8734, right? You always had to memorize that, right? Now everybody's got cell phones, but back in the day, like, you had that, the phone on the wall, and it was, and it was like, if you were not there in the house, then you would just miss the call. If somebody tried to call and you weren't in the house, then you would just miss it. And I remember it was always exciting to come home and check the answering machine. You'd walk in the door and then see if like the light was blinking on the answering machine. You're like, oh, we got a voicemail or a message, I guess is what we call them, right? And so. But before caller ID, you never knew who was calling, right? I think I remember getting caller ID at the house, which was always like, ooh, that's a big thing, you know, and you look at it before you answered. But before that, it was just, you know, it was the Wild West, and who knows who was calling you and what was happening. You would just answer it when the phone rang. It's so much nicer with cell phones now, I've got to say, right? You just look at the screen and you know who's calling and you're like, oh, I'll answer this. Or if it's like spam or it's a number you don't recognize or whatever. Recently, I've been getting a bunch of spam calls from Tennessee. I don't know why, like Nashville and Memphis and these different places, but whatever. But even that, right? Even with like having the cell phone with us at all times, right? That it seems like it's always with us. We still sometimes miss calls, right? Somehow we still end up missing calls. Like typically for me, it's I turn it off for church and then I forget to turn it back on for a while. And I can go hours without realizing that it's on silent. But it happens, right, that we miss calls. And then you look at your phone later and you see that red dot that's there. And you're like, oh, I missed the call. And you check the voicemail, see if they left or whoever it was. And then if you need to, you call them back, right? But missing calls. I think we've all also been on the other side of that, where you call someone, they don't answer, and then you get annoyed. You're like, wow, why didn't they answer my call? Why aren't they with their phone, right? When I miss a call, there's always a reason, right? There's an excuse. But when, you know, somebody doesn't pick up my call, then I'm then you're like, oh, why aren't they answering? Now, don't look at your spouse, right, and blame them, but it happens, right? We miss calls or somebody else misses our call. And sometimes, like, those calls are urgent. Sometimes they're time sensitive. You're like, I'm standing in the bank and I need this information right now. They're waiting for me it's time sensitive. And then you miss the call or somebody else misses your call. And all of a sudden, like, that moment passes and you're like, well, there goes that, right? The importance of answering when someone calls. And tonight I want to look at Samuel as a portrait of answering. Because there's this moment in Samuel's life where God calls out to Samuel, where God has something that he wants to say to Samuel, and he calls Samuel several times, and then we see Samuel answer. And that's what I want us to see this evening. God had something he wanted to say to Samuel, as he called him. Now, when we look in the New Testament, and we kind of take an overview of the callings of God, you can kind of break them down into three categories, three different calls. I'm not going to have you turn there, but there's the call to salvation. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 13, Jesus said, "Go and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am come to call the righteous," or "I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." There's the call of the gospel that goes out to every single person. Hey, you're a sinner and you need to repent. You need to trust in God and be saved. So there's the call for salvation. The second one, there's a call to service. We know in like Matthew chapter 4, as Jesus Christ calls the disciples to serve him, to follow him. And he says, you need to leave your nets and be fishers of men. And there was the call that went out to the disciples to follow Jesus Christ. So there's a call to service. The last one, it's a call to sanctification, or holiness, or being like Jesus Christ, being conformed to his image. Romans chapter 1 and verse 7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. 1 Thessalonians 4, 7, God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. 1 Peter 2 and verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. So this is like a really broad category, but we're called to be like Jesus Christ in like a lot of different ways. So the first calling, the call to salvation, that is the same for every single person, right? There is one way to be saved. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. The second two, the call to service and call to sanctification, they are more individually tailored in the sense that they're in regard to specific things in our life, right? The call to serve. God calls us to different things. I mean, some of it's the same, right? We're all called to witness and all of that. But when we look at it in our lives, right, we're called to witness to different people in a sense, right? God brings us along different people's paths, and not everybody comes across the same person. We're called to different ministries in the church, right? We have nursery and we have ushering and music and all of these different things. We're called to different areas of service. When we think about the call to sanctification, when God speaks to us about holiness, it'll be about a specific area in our life that we need to deal with. And maybe that's different than he's talking to someone else at that time. But he tailors them to us and where we're at and how he wants us to change and how he wants us to move at that time. And just because you've answered a call that God has given in the past doesn't mean you cannot answer the next time, right? As God continues to speak to us and as he continues to call us to service or sanctification, we need to answer every single time. We need to be listening and answer every time God calls. And God is always trying to talk to us. He's always trying to communicate with us. And every single time God talks to us, we can't afford to miss it. We can't afford to miss what God is trying to say to us. And that's why I want to look at Samuel tonight as a portrait of answering, because that's where we need to be, always answering God when he speaks to us. So we're going to ask ourselves some questions tonight to make sure that we're ready to answer as God speaks to us. The first question we're going to ask is this: am I listening for his call? Am I listening for when God calls? So in verse 1, if we start there, it says, "The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision." So the word of the Lord, it was precious in those days in the sense that there weren't a lot of prophets at that time. The last named prophet was Deborah in the book of Judges. Later, there a little after that, there was an unnamed prophet. But for some reason, God was not communicating a lot to them through prophets. And then he starts talking with Samuel, and Samuel would be the prophet of God, and it began here. But this call came at really a particular time. In verse 2, they had laid down to rest, and it was nighttime, so Samuel lays himself down to sleep in verse 3. And You know, once you go to bed and once you like shut the lights off, that's not usually when you're expecting phone calls, right? Telemarketers, they're not allowed to call, what is it, past 9 o'clock, I think, at night. And you usually don't expect calls late at night. Most people aren't calling at that time. And this was probably an unusual time for Samuel to expect this. But yet, what we see is that he is listening even when God calls at this unusual time. And the lesson for us is to always be in an attitude of listening for God to speak to us. And so really, to put it simply, if you're not spending time in the Word of God, you are not listening for God to speak to you. And we're talking about listening, but to be clear, we listen to God with our eyes in the Word of God, right? It's us spending time in the Word of God because that's how God speaks to us, by His Spirit, through the Word of God. It involves our eyes. It also involves our mind, doing a lot of meditating on Scripture. I think we're really missing out if we don't spend time dwelling on the Word of God. If we just read Scripture almost like we're checking off the to-do list for the day, then we're not really listening. It's really as we take time. Either like we memorize something and think about it throughout the day, or we just spend time going over Scripture. That's when the Holy Spirit really can speak to us as we meditate upon it. But answering starts with listening. If you're not listening, there's no way you can answer. It's as we take time to really listen to what God is trying to say to us through the Word of God, then we can answer. So the first question is, are we listening? Here's the second question. If we look in verse 4, down through verse 8, the second question is, do we realize who's calling? Do we understand? Do we realize who is calling us? Verse 4, the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I call not, lie down again." He went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. So this was, it says in verse 7, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Not that he didn't know about God, but it's the idea that, like, this was his first experience with, like, the Lord speaking to him in such a way, right? This hadn't happened before. And so, I mean, it's understandable that he heard this and went, "Oh, that's got to be Eli calling me," right? It just makes sense that Eli was probably the only other person there, so it made sense that Eli would be calling him. Eli was old and often needed help from Samuel. But Eli, at some point, realizes what's going on, and he realizes that Samuel has been called by God, that God is trying to speak to him. And when he does, when they realize that it's the Lord, it changes then their approach, when they realize that it was God. In Bible class in school, we're learning Bible doctrines this year, and so the first section we're going through is bibliology, the study of the Bible, and it starts with inspiration, which is the idea that God breathed the words of God, that what we have tonight is not the words of man, but the words of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable, right? And that's important to us, to know that this is the Word of God. Understanding, though, that God is trying to speak to us should then change how we approach the Word of God. And Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, he says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." Paul said, "I'm thankful that when I spoke to you, that you realized that it was God speaking through me, and not just the words of men." We have to understand that this is God who is trying to speak to us. The God that knows everything is the one who's trying to guide us through His Word. The God that sees everything in us is the God who is trying to convict us through the Word of God. That's who's trying to speak to us. Understanding who is calling is going to make a big difference in how we respond. It starts with actually listening, But then there has to be an understanding that it's not just a friend who's trying to tell me this. It's not just a family member who has some advice for me. It's God. The God of all creation, the God who knows me and knows everything, that's the one who's trying to get my attention. He's the one who's trying to speak to me. So we have to realize who's calling. But here's the third question. If we look in verse 9, the last question is this. How am I going to answer? How am I going to answer? So in verse 9, Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. I remember it used to be a really big deal to answer the phone at home growing up. You know, it's like we would probably fight over it. I don't specifically remember, but if I just had to guess, we probably did. You know, who gets to answer the phone when it rings? And then, but you had to answer it. You couldn't just go hi or hello, or you had to say like, meter household, thank you for calling. This is Donnie. You know, or you had to say something right like that, right? It's a big deal. Someone's calling the house, and so you had to be respectful. Nowadays, it's like, hey, or like, hello, or because you see who's calling. So you're like, well, if it's just, you know, a friend, you don't have to do this. Thank you for calling. This is Donnie. You know, they know who they're calling and all that, right? I remember it, when I worked at Big Y at the customer service desk, I had a specific way I had to answer the phone. I had to say, thank you for calling Norwich Big Y. This is Donnie speaking. How may I help you? Right? Because there's like a specific way I had to answer as like being part of this business and representing them and all of that. Samuel's given by Eli a specific way that he has to answer. Eli doesn't just tell him to go back and when he hears his name called again, go, hey, or go, what? or yeah, or something like that. He goes, there's a specific way you are going to answer. And he tells him, he says, you need to say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. That's important. It's important for us to learn from this, how we answer God. And it's not so much the words that we say, it's really the attitude of our heart that's going to determine, like predetermine our response to what God then says, right? How we first answer and how we address God in our attitude is going to affect then, once we hear what God wants for us, how we're going to respond to that. And what I see in this is there's an attitude of focus. He says, thy servant heareth. He's focused on what God is going to say to him. He's not distracted. He's not got something else on his mind. He is listening for what God has to say to him. I know it can be hard to focus sometimes reading the Word of God, right? When we have our devotions and we're reading through Scripture, it can be hard to concentrate sometimes because there's like a lot of other things that are going on in our life that we know are coming after that, right? Because we got our devotions and then we've got to, you know, go to the store or do this, or we've got to have this and we've got all the next things. And sometimes it can be hard to really set all of that to the side and just focus on what God is trying to say to us. But that has to be our attitude and our approach to Scripture, where it's like, I'm going to ask the Lord to help me set everything else aside and just concentrate. Just for this time to really focus where my attention is on what God is trying to say to me. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to focus and hear what God is saying to me. We should approach the Word of God with an attitude of attention and focus, because that's what God deserves. That's what His Word deserves. It doesn't deserve our distracted attention. He deserves our focus. So the first attitude is one of focus, but the second attitude I see is one of submission, because He says, thy servant. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Listening as a servant is different than listening as someone who is equal. Right? There's a difference, because listening as someone who's like a friend or like an equal, you're kind of, like if somebody gives me advice, I'm going to go, maybe I'll take it, right? I'll see what it sounds like. You know, if it sounds good to me, then maybe I'll think about trying it or maybe not, right? Because they're just, you know, giving me friendly advice, and I'll listen to it and see kind of what it sounds like. But then I'm going to make a decision, right? And I can't, right? They don't have authority over me. They can't tell me what to do. I'm the one ultimately who has to decide whether I want to take it. Listening as a servant, though, they're just listening to do it. They're not listening to make a decision on whether they think it's logical or not, or that they think it's what they should be doing. Listening as a servant, you're listening for instructions to do exactly what is told to you. That's how Eli tells Samuel he needed to respond. You say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth," with an attitude of submission, that I'm not here to think whether or not it's right for me to do or whether or not I want to do it. I'm listening so that I can obey. I'm listening to hear every single instruction that I can obey every single instruction. I'm not listening to question or to second guess. Listening to submit and listening to obey. That has to be our approach to God speaking to us. These attitudes, right? Because I think what it all boils down to is respect. Respect for God. Respect for the one who is speaking to us. That he is our Savior, he's our Lord, he's our Master, he's our Creator, he is our God. So really, there's no other way to respond and be respectful, because everything else would be disrespectful. For us to half listen when God is speaking to us would be very disrespectful. For us to listen with the idea of let's decide if this is what we want to do or not is disrespectful. For us to treat God as he deserves, it has to be an attitude of attention where we are focused and we are locked into what he's trying to say to us, and then an attitude of submission where we are just listening to obey and that's it. We just want to know what God tells us to do so that we can go ahead and do it. And the question is, how are we going to answer? Are we listening? Do we realize who's calling? And how are we going to answer? Because God is always trying to call to us in regard to salvation if you're not saved, right? And that's the first call you need to answer. If you're here and you're not saved, God is calling you to be saved. He's calling you to trust in Jesus Christ, and you need to answer that call. But then after that, he still calls to us. He still talks to us, and he's always talking to us about service, how we can serve God, what we can do for him, what he wants us to do, how he wants us to live for him. Then he's always calling us about sanctification, how he wants us to change to be more like Jesus Christ, things he wants out of our life, things he wants to emphasize in our life. There's always something that God is trying to do in us. As Christians, we don't want to miss any of that. We don't want to miss any of these times where God is speaking to us. And if you look in, if we go down to the end of the chapter, of 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19, after God speaks to Samuel, he hears the whole message, and it's in regard to Eli, and then he talks to Eli about it. But the chapter ends this way in verse 19. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground, or God was true to his word. Everything he said came to pass. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. And this account in 1 Samuel 3 is the beginning of something great for Samuel. Because God has great things for Samuel. How he's going to use Samuel in like guiding Israel and then bringing in King Saul. And there's so much that takes place. And there's so many ways that God uses Samuel in such a great way in Israel in this time. All of that came about because Samuel answered. Because when Samuel heard the call of God and Eli said, "It's not me, this is God calling you," he looked to the Lord and said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And because he answered in that way, God did so much in his life, and then God used him in such a great way. What can God do with us if we just answered? If we just didn't ignore God or weren't distracted so much, but if we're really focused on listening to what God has to say to us, and then we answered with attention and submission, what can God do? What is God looking to change in our life? How is God looking to use us in a way that we don't even understand, but God's been calling to us. And I wonder if we've missed the call of God recently, if we've just been so busy with other things that we just haven't been listening. And I wonder if we look down at our Bible, if we would see a little red circle that's got a one in it, or, you know, however many, right? I wonder if we just haven't been listening recently. Answering starts with listening. It starts with getting in the Word of God and listening to what God has to say to us, but then making sure we're doing that with an attitude of answering the right way. God is calling. Are we listening, and are we answering? Let's close with prayer. Lord, we thank you tonight for the Word of God. And Lord, we know you're trying to speak to us through your Word. Help us to be diligent to get in your Word and to do it with the purpose of really hearing and listening and paying attention. Lord, forgive us for those times when we've been disrespectful and the times when we've been so distracted. Lord, help us to focus on you tonight. And Lord, may we answer with attention and submission. And Lord, we ask you to use us. And Lord, we pray that you would work in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.